The feast of the apostles Saint Andrew is so important in the life of the church that the old and the new liturgical year hinges on his own feast day, November 30th. So that's where the liturgical year ends, and usually where Advent or the new liturgical year begins. Why is Andrew so important in the life of the church, in the scripture, in our own worship? Because Andrew reminds us of our own baptismal vocation and calling to lead people to Christ. And I think it's important for us to remember that. Oftentimes nowadays we have a lot of people who talk much about Christ, but none of us have really led people to Christ. And it's unfortunate that we think that we need to know everything, we need to have every answer, we need this and that in order to believe. But yet, our belief system now, or our demands or expectation of the faith, depend on our own conveniency. We only go to Mass, we only worship, we only pray, we only come to God when it's a convenience, when we need something, or when we can get something back in return. It's all about our own self-based benefits and conveniency. Yet, our own vocation, it's not about us, not about our own glorification, but about leading people to Christ. We might not have all the answer, but we can all lead people to the Lord, who hath the love for them, who loved them beyond measures. And we have heard in the first reading today, how can people believe if the gospel is not being preached, if there's no one being sent out, no one living their faith? And that is the truth. We have come to the day and age where cultural Catholicism is dying out. People are no longer Catholics because their parents or their family grew up Catholics. Heck, people are not even Christians or believers or have any concept of faith anymore, except for only living for themselves now. All of that cultural identity had died out. And now we have to come to a new age of intentional discipleship. A discipleship that we have to choose to leave everything behind. Our livelihood, what we're used to, and everything that we have made for ourselves, our comfort zone, our career, in order to leave everything behind and follow Christ. It is so important that my brothers and sisters, that we begin this new liturgical year with St. Andrew, so that we are being reminded that the cost of discipleship is not at our own convenience, only when it could serve us in some way. The cost of discipleship are oftentimes like Andrew himself, to be the first apostle, to be martyred, crucified in the form of an X. And that's why whenever you go close to a railroad crossing, you see an X, that's St. Andrew's cross. So we are being reminded then that St. Andrew, the first apostle who had laid down his life for Jesus Christ and lead Peter to him, we may too learn to lead people to Christ and lay down our lives for him.